views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, happy and grateful to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for running this carousel, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Before we get started, it is so hard to watch the devastation that took place from Harvey to our new roar of Mother Nature in Irma. Our thoughts and prayers and healing wishes go out to everyone impacted by these torrential storms and wildfires on the West Coast. Today, I'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading for callers all hour, with the first card representing the current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, as a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that can come up can be redundant and superfluous. But I always love updates. So if you put some ideas into place based on a reading that I gave you and want to share, please do. Today, I'll be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck, so feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. As each reading is done with a fresh perspective, I really do not look at stock interpretations of a card. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I will be pulling cards on the caller's behalf using my left hand, as that is my non-dominant hand. The non-dominant hand is the one that accesses the unconscious. And before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. For those tuning into the show for the first time, welcome. I named this show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with a very clear intention. As I see myself a little bit mainstream, a little bit metaphysical, I wanted to have a show where there was something in every show people could use within their ability and power in concrete terms to affect change for optimal success and happiness. I am an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to embrace joy. This is done through using energy effectively. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use your energy effectively. So now you're moving that energy to your back and working half as hard, but getting twice as far. I liken it to that of a mainstream metaphysical midwife. It's not my baby. I did not put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job there is solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. As a result, there's movement of energy and joy can be embraced all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot as the primary medium to connect with intuition. And as I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to succeed, there's nothing scary that can possibly come up. But that being said, there are some scary looking cards, but sometimes those are actually the best cards. Please note that I am not a fortune teller, as I believe that messes a bit with free will, and I can totally understand the desire to know when something will happen. Will something happen? What does he or she think? I want to know. I hear you. Yet it actually can make a person feel even more frustration because the path to get to the place of joy can seem so challenging to overcome because no path is laid out. This can actually yield even more stress and even more frustration. Finally, last year I was given the great honor of being named one of the top 50 psychics in the U.S. in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was so awesome. So while I will be doing shorter three-card readings on air today, if you'd like to schedule a full session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com, which is ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. So before we get to calls, I want to talk a bit about current events. Let's talk about Salvador Dali. Yes, Salvador Dali, the Spanish surrealist artist with the unusual mustache, who actually died in 1989. So Salvador Dali has been in the news for the last few months because a 61-year-old woman... Now, I deliberately just paused there, which I will explain in a moment, believed that the artist had an affair with her mother and has long claimed that he was her biological father. She apparently had such a strong case that they actually exhumed the body in July and took genetic samples from him, including hair, nail, and bones. And I don't know who was tasked with that lovely job. And yesterday, the announcement came out that Salvador Dali was not her father. So, why share this current event story? Well, it has to do with the earlier pause. This story, perhaps because of its oddity, perhaps all those ideas, has made the rounds everywhere. Only, they don't say a 61-year-old woman. Every single article, radio story, TV story, tweet, they have a 61-year-old tarot card reader. So when this first came out in July, the same story made the rounds everywhere, and I was always kind of cringe when something like this happens. Because, you know, I admit it, I'm in an unusual profession. But this is now actually, it's a profession that I truly love, as I've had the opportunity to play a small role in helping people around the world tap into their own strength for joy. I don't know this 61-year-old tarot card reader. She might be a fantastic tarot card reader, who knows? But it gives permission for people to judge, not understanding that tarot card readers, like podiatrists, supermarkets, and radio producers, form an entire spectrum with different philosophies and approaches from the super cash to the mainstream professional. What is also clear is that there is no way to control how this story impacts how a particular person views the fact that this is a 61-year-old tarot card reader. I always talk on the show about focusing on your own journey, as that is the only thing that you truly have power over. I can work endlessly and fruitlessly trying to change the popular conception of tarot card readers and readings, yet it would be pushing against the wind. and ultimately causing strain on mind, body, and spirit level, as it would take away from my continuing down my path on my journey. I wish this 61-year-old woman, who also happens to be a tarot card reader, great healing and peace. Because if the story comes from a genuine place, then it must be quite painful to have something that you had believed for so long to be disproved. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got readings to do. If you are interested in getting a tarot card reading on air today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. The phone lines are open. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
To the secret of my destiny, every new road I think is the one, seems to lead right back to me. I've looked for a way to be wiser.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation. Or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterrintuit.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
To the secret of my destiny, and every new road I think is the one, seems to lead right back to me. I've looked for a way.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm zoned out there for a second just listening to the music here. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So let's get to the first caller, Arabella. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
Yeah, I have a specific question about a job opportunity that suddenly came my way. It's a short-term, 5-month stint in Thailand doing some work. It starts very soon at the later in September. And so it's just sort of a sudden thing. And so I wanted to know just any kind of things that come up for that. And then, you know, any career stuff in general, if there's any time for that.
You got it. So I pulled 3 cards while you were talking. One thing is that whenever those opportunities come out of the blue, you know they're one of 2 things. They're either an opportunity from the universe, an open door, as I always say, or a test. And we never know which one it is. And so right. I always say you want to go through open doors, but honor red flags. So separate to this opportunity, what would be really helpful is if you take a sheet of paper out and just bullet point out a list of what your key needs are for like the most perfect job in the world. And then after you have that list down, making sure there are no specifics, because specifics can tie the hands of the universe from exceeding your expectations, then you can compare your list of non-negotiables with the opportunity. And if there's anything in there that's like, whoa, that's a red flag, then you can always approach the place and say, yeah, but I need this. And then the other place or person can say, sorry, I can't give that to you, or yes, I can. And then you know you can proceed forward. So as long as you're going through those open doors, but honoring those red flags and not discounting them, then even if it doesn't necessarily feel particularly right, because when you step out of your comfort zone, it never does feel that particularly right, you know you're headed in the right direction. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, let's take a look and see what the cards say, because I have no idea what you should be doing here with your job, so hopefully we'll get some answers. So the first card that came up is the 6 of Cups. So this is a beautiful card, but it really talks about healing, and healing on the inner child level. So I'm not sure if this opportunity, it's kind of those opportunities that could come at like the perfect time when you're personally needing some break or some disconnection in some way, just for your own sense of healing. But this, that right now there's just this sense of like tapping into that inner child spirit and asking what you need on that core level and not pushing that away. Does that make sense?
Yes. So looking at it more in terms of like, what do I want to be doing for the next 5 months that would nourish me, not necessarily looking at the job so much.
Exactly.
But how it affects
and
me.
Almost, exactly. And almost wondering if the opportunity was that thing where it's like, oh, you know what? I really just need to heal. I just really need to take some time for myself. And boom, here comes the job in Thailand. You know, and so I wonder if there's that connection going on. But super important to really tap into that inner child spirit when you put down your list of non-negotiables. Because so far, I'm not seeing anything that's concerning about this, because something challenging or blocking is the 7 of Swords. And in this card, I call this card texting while walking. So you have a guy and he's carrying 5 swords and he's walking away from Two Swords, but also walking away from what is known. And so it's called, I call it texting while walking, because it's about how the energy is going forward, which is fantastic. However, with that same energy that the actions are moving forward, there's a feeling of looking backward towards what is known, which means that you're not fully present in either case. You're not fully present in honoring and celebrating the past, but also not in going forward from a place of strength, saying, this is what I, these are my needs, this is opposite. I don't know where the future is going to lead, but I don't see any concerns that are strong enough for me not to at least go forward. So, you know, if anything, I would just say, you know, there's nothing here saying, bah! But it's more making sure that you fully honor the move forward and do any kind of healing, closure, anything like that, that you need to do in order to celebrate release and embrace kind of the past or in the last chapter. And the advice is this fantastic Queen of Pentacles. So, you know, the Queen of Pentacles, first of all, Pentacles talks a lot about career. And I love when clients pull kings and queens. And the queen is this queen, she's surrounded by lush tropical gardens and growth and flowers and mountains and everything. And she's holding this pentacle in her lap, meaning that she's really embracing a place of strength and solitude of spirit and also harmony. So from an advice perspective, it's about kind of seeing yourself not so much as kind of wounded from some things in the past, but rather taking opportunities as long as there are no red flags with that gratitude, so that you can be in your place of total strength and just harmony, where it just doesn't have to work so hard for you to get that same sense of achievement and groundedness and just growth. From your growth in your career, but also on your own personal journey. Does that resonate?
Yes, that's really fascinating. And I'm gonna write that list of my not negotiables and just do some reflection on that. But I definitely appreciate your interpretation. It gives me a lot of food for thought. And
oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I think definitely helpful.
It is. I have to say, it is challenging to write that list by not comparison. It's like if we're in a relationship, but not sure if it's the right thing to write the list, but not think about the current person, it's very hard. But the more you can tap into that inner child spirit, because that's what came in as the core card. It's just really taking this time from a place of healing. You know, it's almost like things have been so rushed and things have been so kind of chaotic, and there's been some good things. So to walk away from that, how do I do that? And so just to, you know, cut yourself a break and give some much needed love and attention to the inner child, which is different from adult healing. So I would definitely take the time on the adult level. You're writing your list of non-negotiables. On the inner child level, I would also think about some of those activities that you used to love to do when you were like 8-10 years old that would have you feeling on top of the world, whether it be painting, coloring, dancing, singing, playing with the dog, whatever it is, and do them. Particularly if you feel like you haven't done those in years or months or anything like that, just because that's what fed you then. And we ultimately want that to be your driver as you go forward with strength.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Eve.
Oh, my pleasure. So when would this be leaving?
Well, ideally, they would like me to go for training September 18th. So that doesn't leave me much time to sublet my apartments and get my visas in order and everything. But the course doesn't actually begin until the end of September that I would be working on. September 28th. So I know it's very rushed. And I think that what struck me about what you said was that it's more about feeding my inner child and maybe giving me an opportunity to go somewhere or do something and shift into a new space. And it might not be this one, but maybe I should think about something like that on my own terms.
Absolutely.
Have to leave right away.
Well, you know, you just evaluate each and every open door. Sometimes when they happen right away, it doesn't give us the time to say no, which could be a positive. So I can't tell you what to do or not to do. But, you know, there's nothing that seems alarming in this. It's more just making sure that you're approaching it not as a feeling like, kind of thing. Well, you can feel like that, but just in the sense of that it's something that is really... You're shifting something so that your inner child can be back into her super adventurous spirit. Because I would say you're best served when your inner child is your GPS, but you have the keys to the car. And if you do head off to Thailand, check, you can still listen to the show online and through iTunes. So definitely keep us updated. Keep us updated.
I'll let you know if I end up there.
Please do. It was so nice talking to you today. Have a great rest of the day and best luck with everything. And thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Sure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. Carol's Hang On. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So today we're doing readings all hours. So let's just get right to the next caller. Carol, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about today?
Well, I wanted just a general reading, but I am wondering about I'm self-employed, and I'm wondering how my business looks within the next year.
Well, let's take a look here. You know, a lot of that is understandable to want to know what the future is going to be with that. And I'm pointing into the sky saying it's above my pay grade, but all we can look at is what you're putting forth today from your strength for the optimal path for your business. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Thank you.
Awesome. So the first card that came up is a really fantastic card because it's in this position, and it's the Eight of Wands. And in this card, you see eight wands flying through the air. Now, there's no people or things or projects associated with them. Some of them are going to go up, some of them are going down, but we don't really know which is which. But there is that movement. Why I love this card for you, particularly from a career perspective, is that it's really talking about the fact of, as you're going forward for optimal success, is just to see what is moving. Bless all movement, but without too much attachment. And that's kind of how you're approaching your business right now, which is fantastic. It's kind of like if you're at a horse race and you're putting all your money on horse number one because horse number one's shooting out of the gate really fast, you know, okay, well, it looks good, but then what if horse number one just suddenly twists an ankle or something, and then the horse number eight comes along? So from a business perspective, it's exactly the same way. You just want to put your energy into everything that's moving, not knowing that the things you think are going to move forward, they may not, that the things that you didn't think were going to move forward, they may surpass ideas. And so it's great. So I'm so far A+. Very happy. Something challenging or blocking you is card number 21, the World. Now, that's an interesting card in this position because this is the very last card of the tarot. And so it's talking about that this, and whether or not it's a personal connection connected with the business or some aspect of the business, is that there's some element that is kind of at the end of one chapter and the beginning of another chapter. And so whenever we kind of change, whether it's to expand or grow or just take on a new direction, for this to be in the challenge or block position, it's kind of a fearful thing because you're taking a bit of a leap of faith. However, the important thing to note about this is that this card says you are ready to expand. You are ready to do this new thing. You're ready for this new challenge, this new chapter, rather, even if you're not feeling it. So it may not feel necessarily like things are moving, but at least according to this, it's that things are moving and they are kind of moving on to this next chapter. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Excellent. Some advice here is card number 11, which is Justice. So, you know, this is really about making sure that as you approach this new chapter, is that you recognize what is fair and just, not just for your business, but also for yourself, not to shortchange yourself, not to shortchange the business, not to not out of any sort of attempted brain sabotage fear to kind of react, but rather to stay as balanced as possible and just know that this is the time of being true to yourself and keep that focus going. I can't change how everyone looks at tarot card readers, thanks to Salvador Dali. There's no way you can control and put energy into how others may perceive you're going forward, but that's okay. What it is just stay as balanced as possible, stay in control, and make sure that you're giving yourself self-justice during this time. I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, it has. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Please keep us updated, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, let's get the next caller, Sharon. Sharon, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, I am, I have a son who is chosen a lifestyle that I really don't like, and has been in trouble and is now insisting that we need to be good friends again, and I am not buying it, and I just want to know what's going on, if that is ever a good idea for me to rekindle a family relationship with him.
I hear you, and Sharon, my heart goes out to you because I can hear the pain that this, you know, while this is something current, it has been something that has gone on a very long time, and so yeah. My heart goes out to you, you know, and it would be wonderful, similar to the last caller, if we could look into someone else's motivation, someone else's heart. But unfortunately, I don't have their permission, but also everything still would be coming from your perspective. So all we can do is focus on what is the information we have today? What is it that you need? What is it that you want going forward? But let's see what else we can kind of look at this from an energy perspective. The first card that comes up is a card, and it's the Ten of Wands. And in this card, you see a person, and they are carrying 10 wands. And there's just one, two, three too many wands. That because what's happening is just to move everything forward, the person's shoulder is slunched, and in order to hold it together, the hands are blocking the eyes. You might want to look up that card online if you don't have a deck. It's really talking about the fact that you have got so many things on your plate right now that this, it's hard to see it through the forest, through the trees in a sense, just from an energy perspective only, because that's the only thing that I kind of work with. The more you can release a few things from your plate that have nothing to do with your son, the more easier it is for you to kind of tap into where you want to be going forward, what is going on. And it's just kind of like how if you have a headache, it might be connected to your foot. And so this is a card saying there's just too many things on your to-do list. And so it's making it very hard and more of a burden moving forward. Does that resonate?
I'm having trouble making that connection. I have an opportunity to move out of state, and I am wondering if that would make it easier for me to avoid his constant harassing me about getting back together.
Well, you know, it's like you have to do what is best and safest for you. And you may want to even talk with someone just in terms of, you know, if there is harassment or anything like that, you want to make sure that you're not being abused in any way, shape, or form, because it's just that the onslaught of that, it is making it so that you're not able to enjoy your joys going forward. And that's the key part of it. Whether you reconnect or not, that is your choice. Some of this might be about ways to kind of come to that decision from a greater place of peace, because something challenging or blocking is the Temperance card. And in this Temperance card, this person is moving forward where no path exists. And that makes it even more challenging, because not only with the Ten of Wands, where there's just, you're taking on, let's just put it this way, you're taking on more burden, the emotional and everyone else's burden, everything, you're taking that on, which then makes it so you're not able to do your joys, and it also makes it so it's harder to see a path forward. But then to complicate that, there is no clear path, because your journey is completely different from everybody else's path. And so as you're trying to make decisions, looking at how other people are handling it is just not going to be the best for you, because you are making your own journey. The only way to make that journey forward is truly by honoring yourself from a place of strength, honoring your heart, honoring what your needs are. And again, I would definitely put that down on paper. What are your needs going forward, separate from your son? Just because I want to kind of, again, we can't look into his thing, but you can only look into how you respond, what is in your path forward. And the advice card, it's the Seven of Wands, which is really about taking it down from 10 to 7, which means seeing what you can release. And I want you to imagine that some of the things from the past are like there's been, somebody's handed you a rock, and you put that rock in your backpack. Whether it was done out of love or whether it was done out of challenges from the past, you've been carrying this backpack weighted down with rocks, which then makes it much harder to make those decisions that you need from strength. Give yourself permission to release the backpack. What I would recommend doing before you make any decision is write a letter. And you can write a letter to your son, you can write a letter to the situation, and handwrite a letter knowing this is not going to him, it should not go to him, because this really has nothing to do with him. Because before you make a decision forward, it's about releasing the weight, the extra weight that's shown in that Ten of Wands, so that you're making that decision from a place of strength. And write a letter just expressing all of your frustration, all of your hurt, all of your sadness, because we want to just get that out of the head and onto a sheet of paper. But then at the end, say, however, I choose to live my life with love and strength and joy. And so for all that, I release you. Now, this is not forgiveness. This is not disconnection. This is solely so that you can make clear decisions forward about reconnecting, about not reconnecting, about whatever you need to do. But it is a way of just kind of getting rid of the excess weight that's making it more harder to see that. As soon as you finish writing your letter, immediately burn or shred the letter. Do not take a picture of it. Do not reread it. You want to immediately dispose of it in a way that the conscious brain can see that you are ritualizingly releasing some of the burden, some of the emotional burden that's been weighing on you about this decision. Also, know that you are not, even though your path is unique, you are totally not alone on this. And so there are services and people around, you know, coaches and different organizations that can also help in terms of going to ask advice on concrete advice about how to deal with the situation going forward. So again, you know, my heart again goes out to you, and be sending real peace and love and wishes your way as you make your decision from a place of strength. I hope that's been helpful. My pleasure.
Thank you. I recorded this so I can go back and listen to this and really concentrate on it.
Wonderful. Oh, it's my pleasure. Take care. We're going to take our last break when we come back. We've got more readings to do. Nakia, hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
It's been a long
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Let's get to the next call, doing readings all day. Well, for the next 10 minutes. Nakia, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
Well, I'm an accumulator of stuff and stuck emotion, and I need to make a grand change in my life, move on, get some kind of work and whatever. And I've taken my time out, but I'm not feeling it. Okay, so what?
Well, let's take a look. I just want to clarify. Did you say you're a collector of stuck emotions?
Of stuff. I have some storage units full of things that I thought at some point I could get my life together and somewhat resume. And I got, I inherited things from my parents that my brothers and sisters didn't want. And I have all that kind of stuff just stuck away somewhere. And have some emotional stuckness from some traumas and things I went through.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that wording. You know, I'm a big believer in that words start action, even though the brain is going to resist. And so you have to immediately yesterday stop saying that you are stuck, that you are kind of not getting where you're wanting to go. Just because even though your brain is very calm when it says it, it then makes it creates a weight that makes it that much harder to feel like you can actually get past this. And so even though your brain is going to resist, it's important to change all those words like hoping, wanting, trying, thinking, feeling to, instead of trying, I am, I'm embracing, I can't wait to see where things lead. It is very challenging to say at first, but gets easier. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. You know, so the first card that comes up is one of those scary looking cards, but there's nothing scary about it. It is the devil, which has nothing to do with an actual devil. This is a card about being in a willful compromise. You know, sometimes when we're in a compromise or when we are compromising who we are, we then can place energy into feelings of resentment, feelings of anger, feelings of helplessness, feelings of victimness. And yet, it's a card. This card is saying that you have all the power in the world to remove yourself from whatever compromise you may find yourself in. However, if you remove yourself from a compromise, you're not able to be fully authentic to yourself because it was a willful part of the bargain kind of going in. But if you do accept the goodies from being part of a compromise, then it's not to just say, oh, well, I guess I can never be myself, but rather find ways external to that compromise in order to be authentic to who you are. The key part here is that there is just this feeling of not being able to be authentic to yourself and that you are kind of victim or powerless to the devil, to this some sort of kind of overarching thing. And you are super strong. That comes up, and I'm going to go fairly quickly just because we're at the sort of the end of the show. But this comes up because something challenging or blocking you is the Queen of Cups. Now, the Queen, as I said earlier, I love when clients pull kings and queens because it talks to your great strength. So while your brain may want you to feel like you're kind of powerless in this, you are do have power to make choices that are authentic to yourself. And the Queen of Cups, she is staring so deeply into the heart because I know that you feel things so passionately, which is wonderful. But this is not about kind of feeling different and then starting action. It's more determining from that place of strength, what is it that I need? What is in my power? Because sometimes we can tend, if we want to move a wall, we kind of push at it. But you can get the same effect by moving a chair closer and further away from the wall. So rather shift some of that energy that is all you in this Queen of Cups, shift that energy into focusing about what is in your power. The advice card is the King of Wands. Again, Nikia, super strong, super duper strong person. you are gonna be fine as long as you're tapping into your place of strength. The King of Wands is all about creativity. In addition to having such a heart as big as Washington State, you also have such a creative outlook. From an advice perspective, this is recognizing that you, as king of your own kingdom, now design your kingdom however you choose, however you see fit, really tapping into your great sense of creativity, thinking outside the box, allowing yourself to find those creative solutions that may be different from every other person on this planet, as long as they're legal, to just remove yourself from any feeling of compromise, whether it's an actual compromise or whether it's the feeling of being compromised going forward. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
The other thing I want to just quickly say is about trauma. Take the opportunity to release that trauma so that it's not the feeling that that trauma is forever part of your ability not to achieve success, but rather it is through your release of that trauma that catapults you to great joy and happiness. Please keep us updated. It was so nice talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Unfortunately, Stacy, please call back next week because unfortunately we are at the end of the show. I wish I could get to every caller, but come back next week because I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show when I have a fantastic return guest, Christine Lane, who's going to talk, especially as we go into the holiday season and all the gift buying, all about maintaining financial energy abundance going forward. So please definitely tune into next week's show, and we will be doing readings together with me doing readings and Christine offering her perspectives. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.